and welcome to FinTech Impact. I'm your host, Jason Pereira. Today on the show, I have a repeat guest, Corey Westfall of Mobile Assistant. Corey was on way back in August of 2019 in the before times. And I brought him back on the show to basically talk about Mobile Assistant and the evolution that he's undergone since then and how he's positioning himself for the future. And with that, here's my interview with Corey. Corey, thanks for taking the time today.
Hey, Jason. It's great to be back. It's been a minute.
Yeah, you were episode 83 back in the day, and this episode's going to rank somewhere in the 320s. So it's been a while.
Oh, man. And this is 2019. Look back, man, there's been a lot that's happened in the last few years. It's crazy.
You're not kidding. Anyways, let's remind people of what it is you do. So Corey Westfall, tell us about Mobile Assistant.
Very simply, Mobile Assistant provides an easy way for advisors to document their client interactions using a template-driven dictation process. We have US-based transcriptionists throughout the country that provide the human touch to what we do so that notes that are delivered back to our advisors are over 99.6% accurate. And we integrate with most of the CRMs out there to get the notes where they need to be for the advisors to take the data and actually be able to use it in a meaningful way.
Excellent. So basically, you've been around for a while now, right? Like, how long has Mobile Assistant been?
Yeah, so Mobile Assistant has been in this financial insurance industries for 14 years. We actually go back even farther in that the origins of Mobile Assistant was a medical transcription company that I started with my father, 26 years ago. We provided our dictation services for physicians and hospitals for about 16 years before we looked to try to find some other industries that could benefit from highly accurate dictation services. And the financial industry was an absolute no-brainer. And so glad that we started Mobile Assistant as a way to introduce what we do for the financial community.
Well, 99.6% accuracy is definitely something to boast about. My goodness. So you're not quite Six Sigma yet, but you're getting there.
Excellent. Yeah.
All right. So basically, let's talk about 2019. Quick recap. What did the experience of working with your company look like?
We were growing as a company leading up to that time in 2019, really close to right before the shutdown of when the world stopped for a good year and a half, 2 years. We were very lucky as a firm in that we were already set up as a company as a remote workforce. We had 80 plus transcriptionists throughout the country, everyone set up in a remote environment so that we could provide our dictation services throughout the country and be able to have the dictation process quickly. And because of that, it did lead to a better environment for us to be able to handle and withstand the closures that were happening throughout the country and throughout the world. And so coming out of that, we really have just hit the gas when it came to innovating and coming up with new ways of advisors being able to utilize our service and how we went about reimagining how we capture that data from those client interactions from our customers. We really made a lot of pretty great innovations throughout that time, which I'm really proud of.
Fantastic. All right, let's talk about those innovations and how you've evolved. So Basically, the interaction before was essentially transcribed, send over to you guys with have a human being transcribe the entire thing and then push it back to CRMs and everything else. How has that changed over this time?
I'd say the biggest difference is that for many years, almost two decades, the process of how the dictation is actually communicated to our company so that we can transcribe it and send it back was very simple in that you'd either call a dictation hotline and speak your notes, you're leaving a voicemail message, or you would utilize our app, which was introduced in 2013, and just hit the record button and speak your notes. That was the only way of being able to communicate a dictation to a company like ours for transcription. And what we found in the financial industry especially was that we were really looking and trying to introduce dictation to an industry that it was a fairly new tool and new technology that advisors hadn't really thought about using. And because of that, what I found and what we found as a company was that we needed to provide a way for advisors to be able to have a guide through the process. And the best way to do that was to innovate dictation templates into the mobile app. And so what these dictation templates have allowed us to do as a company is provide a framework for those dictations so that an advisor, when they first start to use our service, they don't have to feel like they're just on their own and just have to free form dictate and try to remember everything. What they're able to do is they're able to customize templates so that they have questions that they simply scroll through, they say the question, they answer it as they go through the process of dictating. It made a huge impact when it came to adoption. And so advisors now didn't have to feel like they had to just try to remember everything and keep track of exactly what they're speaking, what they needed to recall. They can actually use templates to help guide them through the process. And so introducing that those templates were introduced about 5 years ago, made a huge impact in how advisors were able to use our service.
Makes sense. Effectively, you're reducing the cognitive burden just like a checklist would, right? So you're taking the need for me to remember everything and you're giving me a checklist to work down, which is only going to improve my compliance and improve my accuracy and also help the transcribers understand the context of what is being discussed. I'm sure the accuracy rates must have benefited from that.
Yeah, it was definitely a huge impact as far as the detail of the notes and not only the detail, but the structure. And so that's something that I know we'll talk about today, but little did I know back then how big of an impact it would have on what we're really accomplishing today, which is the capture and the processing of structured data that can then be used by different technologies and different systems to help the advisor and help the enterprise, the organization to be able to consume that data that we're capturing. It's set us up for really the future of where the industry is going when it comes to the accuracy, the data that's captured.
Excellent. So I will say, though, that this is also beneficial to you for the next evolution. So what else has happened since then?
One of the things about 3 years ago, what we recognized was, although dictation templates were a really great addition to our mobile app, what we found is that it wasn't super intuitive and super easy for advisors to have to create their own custom templates in the app. And so what we found is we wanted to be able to give organizations a way of customizing templates and pushing those templates out to the entire team. And so what I found is that what came to the forefront very much so with this evolution of how our technology worked with organizations and advisors was the standardization of the process. And that's why we introduced something called ATM, which is an assistant template manager. That product allows organizations to do is to assign an admin to be able to create templates and then push those templates out to a team. So now, instead of every advisor within a team having different templates and different structure to their notes, the standardization of the different processes was able to be attained from organizations from the top down. And I think that was a really great innovation that we added just a few years ago that made a huge impact, because now it's the replication of process, which is a huge accomplishment for our company to be able to provide that. But it's one of the challenges that organizations all everywhere have the same problem, which is, how do I get this data back in a way from all the advisors out there in a way that's structured, in a way that is replicatable, right? And that was a big one for us.
Absolutely. So you basically created a checklist, created the ability to create custom checklists in a far better way and a far more scalable way, quite honestly. So again, moving further up the channel of value. And then you went so far as to basically start warehousing that data and actioning it. So talk to me about that decision, that journey.
Yeah. So last fall, we introduced a new product called Connect It, which is an open API product. And if you think about, just to describe how we've interacted with the different technologies, the different CRMs out there over the years, is that the data would be collected from the advisors using us. We would process that information and those transcripts, and then we would push the information into the CRMs. What we found is there was an enormous need to be able to provide the data in a way that organizations and CRM companies could pull the information from us and be able to kick off different types of innovations and workflows that would happen like after they got the data from us. And so it was a different way of us really providing this incredibly like valuable information from these client interactions. And instead of just pushing it where we think it should go for the advisors and for the organizations, we provide it now in a way that organizations can build from it and they can do with it what they want. So the data is now, I like to say, consumable in a way that never was before. And so that open API product is right now being built on from multiple organizations that we work with. And I'm really excited to have maybe a follow-up talk with you, Jason, about what the impact's been for those organizations once they have our connected product actually.
I have no doubt there will be a third episode to this, because just to follow your evolution, because there's, so going back to why, how this, how the revisit basically came about. We ran into each other at T3, and I haven't seen you in quite some time. And you told me everything you're working on. And I think at the time I said to you, I was like, you were in the back of my mind with a lot of this AI stuff, because I was a little bit concerned about your business model in the future because of all the AI transcription stuff that we see coming out there. But there's a counterpoint to that, and that's accuracy matters. And all the general artificial intelligence tools are not great at getting these things accurate in context. Because you ask ChatGPT a question, I could be asking about finance, someone else could be asking about baking, someone else could be asking about engineering, someone else could be asking about history. And trying to get the context right around everything is very difficult. Whereas more narrow ones are doing a better job of getting these contexts right. But you were in a position to potentially, A, leverage that technology to make your current processes better. But more importantly, I think, was being a source, being this big repository of accurate data is incredibly valuable. So care to speak to how you see the challenge of AI and how you plan to basically utilize it and where you see the value of your data in that world?
I like to describe what we do as a company as being the source of truth when it comes to client meeting interaction data. And that is what is going to be, I think, one of the most important aspects of AI tools and how they're utilized within organizations, that they need to point those technologies at a source of truth, at a data set they know has been scrubbed by human beings for accuracy, so that they can rely on the final product that gets produced. And yeah, as everyone has been talking about all the different AI tools, it's happening so fast. And there's so many new tools that are popping up. I feel like the industry has almost forgotten that step, which is these tools might be great and they might be incredible technologies that can help organizations down the road. But you've got to start with the data. Like, what data is it pointing at? One of the things that I like to describe is like what one of my first interactions that I had with ChatGPT. It's a pretty amazing tool. But like when I asked it questions early on, something as simple as tell me what Mobile Assistant does as a dictation company. And it gave me something completely different than what our actual service does. I was like, this is really, it's a little dangerous, because if people are actually relying on this technology to provide them truthful interactions, it doesn't surprise me that people are understanding now that, wow, you've got to know what data it's actually pulling this information from. If it's just going out in the ether and pulling data and information, there's no way that you know that information is actually accurate. And so I love the fact that like we absolutely as a company are set now where we have a place at the table, that I feel like we are a source of truth for companies that can leverage those AI tools, but leverage it in a way that is pulling data from the service that we provide, so that they know that they can trust it and that they can be rest assured that the information is actually accurate.
Excellent. So that's accurate. Now we think about the value of that accuracy, right? I have had more AI startups than I can count come to me with ideas. And some of these are very well thought out. Some of them are very poorly thought out. But everybody's like first place to go is like the obvious, right? And one of them is transcription, right? Because that's everywhere. It's baked into Zoom now. It's baked into a lot of things. And there's lots of other third-party tools out there. And one of the things that everybody keeps talking about is, okay, great. But then, you know, we can capture this stuff and then action workflows. What workflows? Do these workflows exist, right? Like, and frankly, you have to prove you can do this first piece accurately. Like, and when I say accurately, and fully accurately, because the last thing someone wants is a workflow to be initiated that is a misunderstanding of what that person said, right? Like that can make you look pretty embarrassed pretty quickly, right? Whereas you're already there at 99.6%. Frankly, anyone who wants to cover that last 0.4%, just look up Zeno's paradox and realize that sometimes that's pretty damn good. I'll take 99.6% of this about anything. You're already in a position with the source of truth, the APIs, to start actioning those workflows with your partners. So talk to me about the feedback you're getting from potential vendors around this and what they're saying. Are they excited about this? What are they thinking about doing with the data you're feeding them?
Yeah. I'll talk about one of our biggest partners, which is Redtail / Orion now. And one of the things that they recognized very quickly when it comes to the information that we provide them and feed the CRM is how accurate the notes are and what kind of an impact that actually has for the advisors using that CRM, because it provides an easy way to get the data into the CRM. And it's so accurate that it doesn't waste the time of the assistants or the advisors themselves having to take the time to clean it up. And so when they have recognized this value over the years, and that's why we're such a great partner with Redtail and Wealthbox and even Salesforce, those kind of CRMs of the world, is that it's such a symbiotic like relationship, because we're not interested in being a CRM company. They're not interested in being a transcription company that produces 99.6% accurate notes. Because of that, it's such a great partnership that one of the things that I'm most excited about is that we are redoing our integration with Redtail and Orion right now. And they're going to be building now on our open API and have the access to be able to pull the data in ways they could never do before. And so there's a lot of very smart people at Orion that are very much interested in learning what that data is going to be in the long term, what kind of effects it can have on the advisor base that are using both us and Redtail. What can they do with that information, and what can they do to make the advisors' lives better? And so there's a lot of really interesting ideas that I have, but I'm really excited to get that foundation built first and have that new integration in place, and then start having the conversations of, okay, now we're providing all this data and you can do different types of functions with it. Let's talk about what the most impactful ways of consuming that data will be for the advisor community.
Excellent. Yeah. And Redtail being owned by Orion now, and everything else Orion touches, that sets off a potential for touching just about almost any operation an advisor does. I'm not going to necessarily say that it's going to start executing trades on our behalf, but it would be nice to potentially, in subdictation, capture that information and action a simple yes, no, do you wish to proceed type button push that creates that last second check. There's really, the sky's the limit on that stuff, right? And when you look at certain platforms like Orion, like Envestnet, or just even less integrated portfolio management platforms that exist out there, the potential for what they can do with artificial intelligence is huge, what they can action with artificial intelligence is huge, but the missing piece of it's been the top of the funnel. Where is that information coming from? It's still going to involve someone going in there and telling you what to do, but you are at the top of the funnel, right? You're capturing so much information at the top, and potentially with those templates, being able to accurately map each of these different action points to be then pushed to that workflow, that is such incredible potential for where this could go.
Yeah, and not just workflows, but where I really think that we're going to have a huge impact in the future is going to be, how are the dictation templates structuring the data to be able to create new account openings, or create forms, or fill out all this documentation that has to be done right now internally in a manual process. I know that our open API is going to open up the world of like form filling that's driven from the data that's collected from these dictation templates from advisors. And so that's where we're going. And that's where our technology, I think, is going to lead us, because those are the biggest pain points. And for advisors, if you can solve like challenges and solve problems, that's where your technology becomes more invaluable. And so that's the way I've always tried to take this company, is to think about ways of solving problems for the advisory community, because that's, in the long term, that's what's going to keep us a seat at the table and part of the tech stacks that are going to be needed for advisors to take and really have a huge efficiency gain.
Absolutely. And it is, the funny thing is the structure. Like, the irony is that one of the big exciting things about artificial intelligence is the ability to take unstructured data and make sense of it. However, there's a cognitive burden to human beings doing that. There's a burden towards artificial intelligence doing that, and the probability of getting that right becomes even weaker. And when you talk about the ability to do everything from form filling and whatnot, you're absolutely right. People are much more likely and happy to talk about themselves and what's going on in their lives than they are to fill in a form. right? I'm sure every advisor's had at least one client who's like, I'm not going to fill this thing out. Just sit here and ask me, right? Like they would rather sit there and just have you verbally ask the questions and populate your own template. Or sometimes that's the only way it's ever going to get done is if you do that. So the ability to cut through that and just meet the client where they are in terms of how they want to give you the data. But that's the other thing we haven't talked about is how do we basically, when we're collecting this, there's a burden on the client substantially. And it's not a comfortable burden we put on them. But if we can just simply say, instead of you have an option, fill something out, let's have a conversation. Heck, maybe even a world where they look at your template and they just verbally answer the questions and that comes through. Fantastic.
Yeah. There's a lot of applications for an easy way of documenting those client interactions and getting that data in a way that you can take and you get it to the CRM, which is where it needs to live eventually. And so, yeah, I'm excited for where this will go and how advisors will be able to leverage our technology in ways that makes their client engagements better. Because that's, at the end of the day, that's what advisors want. They want to be able to spend time with their clients. They want to spend time understanding what their needs are and listening and having those kind of conversations. They don't want to spend the time with the post-meeting follow-up that takes so much time out of their day where they're having to fill out these forms that are required, right? From a compliance standpoint, if they have an easier way to do, that's what I'm excited about, is giving back advisors time so that they can spend it doing what they do best, which is meeting with their clients and having those client interactions that are so important.
Absolutely. And the thing is that the promise of artificial intelligence, and I said this in the past in presentations, is that a lot of that stuff's just going to go away. It's going to be automated away. But the need for the inputs to be accurate is immense. And what is really going to work, and my thesis on this has been for a long time, it's not the 100% pure technology aspect, it's the cyborg solution, which is effectively what you're doing, right? You're pairing the strengths of technology with the strengths of humanity to basically create something of deep value, which is, you know, can't be said enough, accuracy in data. One of the biggest complaints people have on this podcast is the quality of data or access to it. And you're looking to solve both those problems at the top of the funnel.
Yeah, it's amazing that we've come full circle as a company and that the company was started with the human component of what we do at the forefront. Because in the medical transcription industry, accuracy is not a nice to have. It's a requirement. You're dealing with patient notes, right? And so by starting with that foundation where we really did rely on the quality of the dictation that is produced from our company based on the human component that has to be a part of the processing, that we have just evolved as a company where we still have that same component, but we've added technology to boost the productivity for our transcriptionists, but there will always be that human oversight. They might be doing 10 times the amount of work that they could do 10 years ago because of some technologies that we've added. But at the end of the day, there's still the human component that has to be part of the overall process in order to make it incredibly valuable. If we don't do that, if we didn't do that, we would be no better than these voice-to-text softwares that you can get for $1.99 on the App Store.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see where you go with this. And Gilbert, I'm not kidding. When you said, you know, come back in a couple of years and basically do this again, I think you will be doing this again because I will get to see where this is leading you to. So So besides that, anything else exciting you that you're working on right now?
One of the things that we did introduce is I don't have an interest in getting us back into the medical transcription industry a lot, but there was a need that came up with, it was an old contact of mine in the fintech space that has a group of physicians that are interested in having a dictation solution because they don't work for big hospitals, their individual family practices. And we had the opportunity to actually provide a new product called TalkitMed. And what it is basically just the use of our dictation service on the medical side for groups of physicians now that are looking for a service they can trust. And so I'm excited about that. We're launching that in the next just couple weeks. And it's just a way for us to be able to provide our service to physicians that need the help as well. And so interesting, I didn't think I would be going that direction with the industry we serve. Our focus is absolutely still the financial industry, but this has just been a side product that we were able to launch to help some other people.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense as a product extension, given it's largely the same value proposition. Good. So before we wrap up, there's three questions I ask everybody. I can't remember if I was doing this when we did it the first time. I have to go back and double check. But three questions then on a positive note. The first one is, if you had one wish for something that you could change in your company or the industry as a whole, what would it be?
I would say the change that I would like to see is just the recognition of the need for accurate data. It's one that we talked about a lot today. And yeah. I can overstate it. That's what our mission is as a company. And that's what we do so well. And that's what all the 100 employees behind me that are working to do that every day. That is absolutely the most important aspect of what we do. And some people in the industry might not even know that's what's happening. And so I love the fact that I've got the opportunity today to really bring that to the forefront.
Yeah. And I cannot endorse that enough. It's a problem not understood necessarily by the end user, but understood by the technology people to the nth degree. In fact, the T3 day before it kicked off, I found some time to catch up with Joel Ruckenstein, and we were talking about things that were exciting or interesting. And the conversation around cleanliness of data really came up. And he's like, yeah, all this stuff doesn't matter. It's not accurate. Which he's absolutely right. So it's a big one. Second question I have for you is, what's been the biggest challenge in the company to where it is today?
I would say that one of the biggest challenges that we've had as a company has been the adoption for advisors. So what I mean by that is, as we've talked about the benefits of dictation in this industry over the years, a lot of advisors very much get it. They're like, it's going to make me more efficient. I don't have to spend time typing my notes. The accuracy is really good. It gets the information in the CRM. I'm in. Sign me up. And what we found is that over the years is that it is not the easiest of technologies to adopt. Even though you can speak and you should be able to have all that information in your short-term memory, you should be able to communicate that. It's not an easy process to go through if you've never dictated before. And so one of the big initiatives that we have this year that's very specific to that is that I had such a great conversation with Eric Clark at Orion a few weeks ago. And we were talking about the different challenges when it comes specifically to adoption of technology. And one of the things that he talked to me about was that they implemented a new onboarding training series within Orion and they did this at least a year back, where they made the training shorter and they made it a series. And so I thought that was a fantastic idea. And the idea is that, hey, we live in a TikTok world now. Nobody wants or is going to take the time to watch a half an hour training series on how to use dictation, but they will watch a 2-minute one. And so what we've done is we've created 6 onboarding training videos that are going to be implemented with our service in the next month. And I think it's going to make a big impact because it'll just help to guide advisors through getting started with our service. And so that was really, it's a solution that is going to help the challenge that we've had of advisors that have the very best of intentions of utilizing our technology to help them, but maybe need a way of helping to get them started. Because once it is in the routine for advisors, they're going to utilize our service for the rest of their careers. But we've got to get over that hurdle of, okay, you've made the commitment to start using a service like this. How do we actually go about implementing it in my everyday routine so that it's something that becomes a valuable part of my process?
The last question I have for you is, what excites you about what it is you're working on and keeps you getting out of bed in the morning to keep on fighting the good fight?
Honestly, it's the impact that we've had as a company with our employees. I'm the most proud of. We provide a really great career for over 100 employees now throughout the country. And as we add benefits and we add more value that we can provide as a company to our employees, I have a lot of pride in that. We're a US-based only company providing US-based jobs that are well-paying and provide good benefits. If we quadruple in size over the next two years, that means we're doing that for even more individuals out there that are looking for a good career that they can do remotely. And so I'm excited about the future. And as we grow, just being able to add more of those type of employment opportunities for our team.
Excellent. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time for your second guest appearance. We'll work on the third one in a couple of years and see where you are then.
Yeah, let's not make it 5 years this time. Let's try to get back a little before then, please.
As long as there isn't like a global pandemic keeping me from going to conferences and bumping into you again, then I think we should be fine.
Thanks, Jason, so much for what you do. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So that was today's episode of FinTech Impact. Hope you enjoyed that. And if you're looking for transcription services, by all means, Mobile Assistant is where you should be looking. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please review on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or Spotify, wherever you see your podcast. Until next time, take care.
This podcast was brought to you by Woodgate Financial, an award-winning financial planning firm catering to high-net-worth individuals and their families. To learn more, go to woodgate.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, or find more episodes at jasonpereira.ca.